The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 8 of Total Bellas. And pack your bags, y'all. We're headed to Paris, France. Not Kentucky, France. It's time for Nikki's Bachelorette. Woo! Party! Wait, no, this was not about partying. This was a high-class affair. No penises. So, like we said, we're in Paris. Nikki has arrived a few days before her sister and her mother and her family. Yes, her mother is on this trip. JJ is on this trip. Lauren is on this trip. Bree is on this trip. No babies. No Brian. And we have some cousins and some friends along for the ride, too.
All the girlfriends.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
I just, you know, asked and you weren't here, so.
I had a sneeze. So, you know, that's a thing. It happens.
So inconvenient.
Bodily functions happen.
It's inconvenient.
I know this, but penises? No penises.
No penises. No penises allowed.
Hashtag no penises.
So they ask Nikki where her engagement ring is when they get to the airport, and she says that, well, her diamond was almost going to fall out, so she had to leave it with a jeweler to get fixed.
It was about to pop out.
So don't want to be losing that. That's important. So basically, she puts it out on the floor for everybody. She doesn't want penis haps. She doesn't want lap dances. She just, you know, she wants to fit in with the locals. She wants to explore Paris. She wants to do a bachelorette party, Sex in the City style. So, you know, we all hop on the bus. I'm not going to say anything because it's like, if you want to do it Sex in the City style, then clearly you do not have Samantha's any of your friends, because Samantha would not let that fly.
And also, if it was Sex in the City style, there would be penises.
Yes. Hence Samantha.
Yeah, I know. I'm just making it clear for those who do not know Sex in the City references. Penis.
Everywhere.
All over the place. All penis everything. Hashtag that. All penis everything.
That's a new thing. Anyway. So, we're headed to the hotel. Oh, wait, we're not doing a hotel. We're doing an exclusive chateau.
Thanks, E.
They pop for the very nice chateau that apparently is only available to high-end celebrities and rock stars. And the way that they got it is that the owner's son is a huge fan of John Cena. Go figure.
Yeah, we'll go with that as the reason.
And we see the beautiful house with the antique furniture. There are paintings of Napoleon in the house. It was formerly a residence of the king. It was actually designed by the same architect who did Versailles.
Feels like living in a museum, I think was the quote from Brie.
Yes, it feels like it's living in a museum because you have all the very beautiful high-end antique furniture. It's decorated in a very French fashion. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. It's a very beautiful home. It's stunning. I want to see pictures of it online, actually, after we get done with this, but it's beautiful. So everybody sort of like kind of gets settled in, and Brie mentions that Brian is about to be cleared. Maybe he has to go to one final doctor appointment with the WWE doctors. And if they say yes, he's back in the ring. And she's almost sounds really relieved about that.
Yeah, very, very relieved, because it's a long time coming.
Yes. So she's like, oh, goddamn, finally. So Nikki had some very interesting comments in this episode.
Yeah, there are many of them.
Basically, the common theme of this episode is that Nikki said that this feels more like a family vacation. This feels more like a girls' trip than it does a bachelorette trip. And then we kind of get the backstory on this, which is this was the original bachelorette trip. And then when she called off the wedding, they were still going to use the tickets because they're probably non-refundable. And they were going to go to Paris and have a girls' weekend. And then, now that the wedding's back on, it's her bachelorette.
And at one point, the family was invited because family being family, and we'll get there.
Yeah, so that's why her mom and her brother are awkwardly there, and they get excused from the festivities very early on in the episode, pretty much in like the first 5 minutes. And so they go off and do their own thing and explore Paris.
We're not going to dive any deeper into that. But one thing that is mentioned, okay? Nikki thinks it's weird that JJ and her and Mama Bella are there.
Well, she invited them.
You invited them. You told them to come.
Like, your mother has fears of flying heights and anxiety. She got on a plane and flew, like, 8 hours to Paris. Like, dude, don't give her any crap.
It's weird because you brought them along. You didn't have to bring them along. I'm just saying.
I more have a question of who's watching JJ and Lauren's kit.
Johnny.
Oh, God. Wait, where's that camera? Where's that show? I want to see that.
Are Johnny and Brian babysitting?
Oh my God, where is that show? I need that rom-com in my life. Or that sitcom in my life, not a rom-com. That would be awkward. So anyway, we're getting ready for dinner.
Hold on. Hey, how about a buddy cop film with Daniel Bryan and John Laurinaitis?
Two men, two babies. Oh God. Coming soon from WWE Films. No. So anyway, so we're all getting ready for dinner, and Bree and Nikki pretty much decide to basically release JJ and Mama Bella from any obligations on the trip. They're pretty much free to do whatever they want, but because they're going to this nice big fancy dinner, they do have to come to that, seeing as they're already dressed. And this is where we're all waiting downstairs. Nikki is in a photo shoot, and kind of funny enough, she's actually wearing the same dress that she wore for her longest Divas Champion celebration. But she got the top altered.
Okay.
So it fits better.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into that, but the dress fits much better now. It didn't fit before.
Things are not exposed as they once were.
Yeah, things are not hanging out. It's all very much tightened up there. So anyway, Nikki's taking photos in the dress. It's very dramatic. And, you know, basically, JJ, the mom, Nikki, and Brie all agree, okay, yeah, you guys go do your own thing. We're going to go do our thing, and we're going to go have fun. And everybody's going to be happy, because they all kind of agree it's weird.
Yeah.
So, and JJ's not very comfortable. So it's like, okay, yeah, we'll do that.
So that was sort of uncomfortable. Then it got a little weird.
So there's this, like, croquet paddle there, or cricket paddle. I think it was actually a cricket paddle. I don't know what it's actually called. I think it's a bat. Is it a cricket bat? Is that it? Anyway, there is a paddle there, and JJ picks it up, and he's threatening to spank Nikki with it. And Nikki goes, if you spank me, it's incest.
First, it's spanking sexual. If you spank me, it's incest.
Which it's not. It's a little weird, but it's not incest. Weird.
Unless we know one of Nikki's kinks.
Well, I think we know all of Nikki's kinks.
We learned another one. I'm just saying.
Would not be surprised if she's into that. Just saying.
It seems something she would be into. Not the incest thing. Just
the spanking thing.
The spanking thing. Just want to make that clear.
So then JJ proceeds to spank Lauren with the paddle, and she's like, "Ow, that hurt!" And she's like, "Give me that!" And she grabs the paddle, and she whops him on the butt as payback, and he's like, "Oh, that hurt." So yeah, so spanking everybody.
But that was one of the lines that night. If you spank me, it's incest.
Yeah, it was. So now we're on the bus, we're popping champagne, we're on the way to see the Eiffel Tower, and basically the champagne pops and it was overcharged, so bubbles and champagne spill out everywhere, and Brie proceeds to compare it to a penis where it's having performance issues and it's premature spilling.
Yep, that was a thing.
So then we're headed to the Eiffel Tower because, you know, it's a statue. I cringed.
To be fair, she didn't know what to call it. So
she didn't know what to call it, and I was really trying, but she's sitting there and she's trying, and I'm like, it's technically a sculpture. It's actually a sculpture. It's a really big sculpture, but it's actually technically a sculpture. A statue is generally a person or a animal or a figure of some variety. This is not. It's actually technically would be considered sculpture. Anyway, but yeah, she tried. She didn't succeed, but she tried. So we're going to see the sculpture, and we're in the back of the bus, and they're all talking, and this is where we find out that, you know, John doesn't like to travel if it's not for work, which I think we all pretty much knew. I'm sure none of them like to travel if it's not for work, where, you know, you get so few days at home that you want to be at home when you're home. So he had the week off before they came to Paris, and John thought that Nikki would take the time off with him because he's been gone a lot. He's been so absent from the wedding planning that he thought it would be nice if they would spend a week together. And well, Nikki decided that wasn't going to happen. And this is where things get really interesting in this episode. Cena says he was lonely, and Nikki goes, "I saw him every morning and every night. Emails don't end just because you want my time." Nikki says it's tough, but that's pretty much the way it is. So it's like, wait. So this man that you've been essentially waiting to come home, waiting to come back, wanting to plan this wedding with. He's there for a week, a straight solid week, and he wants you to take the time with him so you guys can spend time together. And you can't put down the emails, or you can't call Bree and say, hey, look, John's in town, I'm going to spend time with him. Like, you can't put it down even for a couple days and spend time with him.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. And that was really interesting. And I think we're starting to see, and Nikki, I think, even says the deep feelings that she was having before, where some of the problems are kind of starting to come back up to the surface, especially as the wedding gets close, because another very telling comment is, it doesn't feel real.
Yeah, she mentions that, yeah.
Several times that she's like, it doesn't feel real, and that John has been so absent from the planning that she's not really having those same, she's not having the feelings that she thought she would have when he finally proposed and when they finally decided to do this. She's not, it's not adding up to what she thought it would be in her head. Like, I think she pretty much had it pictured what it was going to be in her head, and what is happening is not it. And so that's souring her on the whole experience. But I think we're also seeing that over the last 6 years, Nikki Bella has grown into a very different person.
Yeah, she totally has.
So moving on from that, we arrive at the Eiffel Tower. It's beautiful. They're all dressed to the nines. And Nikki is like, the last time she was here, she wished John would propose. And then we see the clip from Total Divas where they're all staying in front of the Eiffel Tower. It's sparkling and they make a wish. And then we go to this ultra fancy Michelin rated restaurant. It's 8 courses. Nobody knows what to do. And Nikki's feet are apparently having orgasms for some reason.
Because, yeah, because of the, I don't know why she said that. That just, okay, it was the food that made her feet feel so, I don't know.
I don't know how your feet have orgasms from food, but.
I don't know how your feet have orgasms to begin with.
Well, if you get a really good pair of shoes, that can happen.
No, no, it can't.
I'm a girl. Trust me, it can.
Oh, okay.
Just go with it.
Okay, but okay, going to the food. The food is so tiny.
The food is itty-bitty. Well, it's an 8-course meal. It has to be itty-bitty.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Could you eat, like, 8 platefuls of food? Your stomach would explode.
Okay, it doesn't have to be a plateful, but it can be more than an inch.
Well, I mean, you're doing the aperitifs, and you're doing the appetizers, and you're doing all the other 8 courses. I mean, it's small food. That's why it's 8 courses, is you eat 8 small things, and it adds up to, like, 1 big meal. Plus all the liquor you're drinking. So, but this is Nikki's idea of fun as a high-class dinner, and Bree screams, boring. She's like, this is the type of thing that she expected to do with her grandmother and her family, not her sister's bachelorette party. But as Nikki keeps saying, she wants a high-class affair. So Bree decides to spice it up. She decides they're going to do dares. So we're going to do dares.
Okay.
So since JJ is going to be excused for pretty much the rest of the time, he wants to get his in now. So he dares Nikki to crawl up essentially under the side table that they're using to set the food down on and scare one of the waiters or waitresses when they come by, you know, by coming out and screaming or doing something, but basically to scare them. And to say that it was awkward, I think, is the understatement of the decade, because here she is in this beautiful dress. She climbs up under the table and she scares the person. The person about is like, wait, what the hell? And then she's so embarrassed. Like, she doesn't want to come out because she's so completely embarrassed. And she hugs the waiter as like an apology because she's like, they made me do it.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was just, and she really didn't want to do it. Like, she's like, I really don't want to be embarrassed, but they're all like, hey, look, payback's a bitch, and you gotta do it. Because basically, she made them do lap dances, she embarrassed all her friends, so now it's her turn.
But she doesn't want any part of it. She doesn't want any of the shenanigans that she put her friends through. She wants none of it. Like, she's boring. I agree with Bray. She's becoming boring.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much, she's hiding her feelings, and it's more like she's just, I feel like she wanted to come to Paris on her own.
Which she was there for 3 days by herself.
And then it's like all of them showed up, and she is almost like she wishes they would leave a little bit.
Pretty much.
Like, if they all decided, hey, we're going to get on a plane and go home, she'd be like, okay, peace out, bye. So, yeah, it's very interesting. So, I think you have a question.
Yeah. What are raging girl things?
Exactly that, raging girl things.
That's not an answer to the question.
That's the only answer you're going to get.
What are No, I want an answer. What are raging girl things?
I think Pornhub can answer that question for you.
Okay.
Anyway, Brie mentions, you know, basically they're talking about, you know, getting lap dances, and Brie mentioned that she got Brian a lap dance and that it was weird. And then Nikki's like, well, you know, imagine having to watch your boyfriend have a sex scene and have everybody see his junk, which Nikki had to do.
Then we learn something more about Miss Nikki Bella.
Apparently she could not masturbate for forever because she kept thinking about the sex scene. And this is the point where Mama Bella realizes that she really shouldn't be here.
I'm not sure that was a fact you should share with the world.
It's Nikki.
I understand it's Nikki. It just, maybe it wasn't a anyway. Brie has a list of dares.
Brie does have a list of dares. The list includes a piggyback ride from a stranger, which Nikki is like, panties or no panties, and Brie's like, oh. You know, exchange a piece of clothing with a Parisian woman, which is, eh, I don't know about that. And then rub a bald head and make three wishes, to which Nikki responds appropriately, which head?
Because you said rub.
And it's bald.
We all know what she meant.
We all know what she meant.
Boom. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on. Bye. So, Nikki dares Brie to be fun again and do an interpretive dance, because Brie is not as fun as she used to be. Basically, Brie has gone from Brie mode to mom mode, and Nikki doesn't like it. And that's when they kind of get on Nikki's ass about the fact that, you know, well, she's way too into the boring stuff, and that the old Nikki would be making up her own dares.
Also, because it's tradition, Brie mode!
Brie mode, indeed. And we're going to go get our Brie mode on. Kind of. Because we're off to a champagne tasting, where we have the selection of a Brut, a Rosé, and another one that I had not heard of. But I know Brut and Rosé. Go with the Rosé. Go with the Rosé. Brut can be really strong. But they have the Brut. And we're tasting one, and so they're trying to get Nikki to do dares, and she's just not having it. She's not really interested. She's, like, just basically into drinking, and that's all she's into doing. And so we then leave the shop, and there's a mime.
And she's interacting with it, and then she asks if she can kiss his face with the red lipstick, and he's like, sure. Mimes aren't supposed to talk.
He's like, yes, yes, please.
Mimes aren't supposed to talk.
He knew who she was, and he was like, Nikki Bella, holy shit, Nikki Bella. And he's like, yes, please, kiss the mask, do whatever you want. And then we get, you know, Brie and the mime interacting, and Nikki's like, well, you know, she's wearing stripes. He wants to interact with you because you have stripes. And there's some crack about how Brie's only gotten it 3 times in 10 months.
Something like that, yeah.
So they get Nikki back by, you know, basically saying she has to run up to strangers and ask if they're John while they're at this cafe, which she does, and it's super awkward.
It was very awkward.
Very, very, very awkward. So then we go to dinner.
Sake. Sake.
Sake. Sake. On the bus. We have a sake chant. So while we're chanting sake and on the bus and on the way to dinner, John Cena calls.
FaceTime.
FaceTime. Check him and Nikki. See how she's doing. And he's like, well, how's it going? And he's all excited to talk to her. And she's like, meh.
Tired,
nothing really is going on. And he's like, no, I'm at home waiting for deliveries. And he wants to know what they've been doing while they've been in Paris from Nikki. And basically Nikki's like, I'm tired, meh. And John's like, he's tired of seeing Nikki tired. He says he wants her to fire the fuck up and get your bachelorette on. And everybody's like, yeah! And so Nikki goes, well, in 2 hours, I will be sending you a picture of my tits for after drinking sake. And he's like, good deal.
Good to know. I'll be waiting.
And this is where, again, we get the second comment of Nikki doesn't feel like this is a wedding trip. She feels like this is a girls' weekend, and the reason, again, is that John's absent. So we go to the dinner, where we find out there is no sake. Bummer. And they ask how Nikki's doing, and she's like, I'm just tired.
I'm really trying for you girls.
Yeah, and she's champagned out at this point, so they decide to have cocktails instead of champagne. And she's just tired. And Brie knows something's wrong, and Lauren knows something's wrong, so they excuse themselves to go to the bathroom, where they can secretly talk about Nikki, because that's what you do when you're girls. And they decide that they want to cheer Nikki up, that they want to do something that will, you know, perk her up and bring her out of this funk, because they both noticed that she was fine until John Cena called, and then once John Cena called, she got tired. So something's up there, and Brie knows something's up there.
Yeah.
So they decide, well, she likes all this fancy crap, so let's do a masquerade ball, because the chateau has a ballroom. Because, of course, the chateau has a ballroom. And Brie goes, since she wants me to do the interpretive dance, I'll do a mime act.
I already have the stripes.
I already have the stripes. So they agree and they go back to the table and they tell Nikki, and Nikki's like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Sure. Like, she seems mildly interested in it. And all the other girls are like, yeah, let's do it. And it's basically they're going to hire a stylist to come out and style them. They're going to wear fancy ball gowns. They're going to wear masks because there are masks all over this chateau. And they're just going to have fun and they're going to have a good time and they're going to blow off some steam.
The key is Nikki does not believe they can get it done
in like 24 hours. So they hire this stylist to come out. And this nice woman shows up at the house the next morning, and she brings the clothes with her and everything like that. And there's been a slight miscommunication, because somewhere along the way, someone got a memo of Eyes Wide Shut. So this stylist chick, this poor woman, shows up with lingerie. We're talking chokers, tassels, bedazzled titty tassels.
That was my favorite line, bedazzled titty tassels.
Whips, you know.
You name it, they'll be there.
You name it, it was there.
Nipples will be out.
Was the line. And Lauren's like, oh shit. Like, Lauren's just like, this is not good. So she calls the lady's boss and she's like, there's been a communication, and the two women talk. And then Bree comes in and Bree's like, WTF. And she's trying to brush her teeth. And yeah, she's like, hold on.
She's middle of brushing her teeth as all this is happening. So she's talking with the brush in her mouth. Like, okay, this is awkward. But it's like, what's going on? This is all wrong. All things are going wrong. Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum. And so basically the stylist leaves with the lingerie and... And Lauren and Bree are both looking at each other like, what do we do? Because Nikki was like, well, I don't think you can get this done in 24 hours. And they're like, shh, basically we're getting proven, you know, Nikki's getting proven right, which Bree's not going to be able to stand. So she's like, well, we'll pull it together. We'll figure it out. I brought some extra dresses, and worst case, we'll find something.
We can go to a dress shop. We'll take care of it. Everything will be fine. We'll get it done. Maybe.
Maybe. So yeah, and meanwhile, we see Nikki getting dressed because basically they have to fix this because it's like no one's going to be happy running around in lingerie, and Bree's like, a couple of the girls would actually get divorced if their husbands found out that essentially we threw a sex party in Paris. I'm pretty sure it would be more than a couple of your friends would get divorced. I'm pretty sure a couple of your friends wouldn't be your friends anymore.
Right.
So that is the first half of the Bachelorette trip. There weren't some fireworks on this one, but we did see smoke. And we're starting to see, again, the same problems that we saw earlier in the season now rising up again with Nikki. And it's kind of getting to the point where I think Nikki is having to confront what her real issues with getting married are.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, again, she's seeing what it's going to be like. And she, it's like, you know, with John, you know, for the wedding, he's not really helping her plan the wedding, according to her. She's having to do it all herself, and Bree's having to help her. So what that means is it's like, okay, so he's not there for the wedding, which means when you guys have a kid, it's likely he's not going to be there with you for the kid. So it's going to be you and probably a nanny raising this kid on your own. And John will pop in and out for major events. And I think that's all starting to click in her head, where when she says it doesn't feel real, I don't think that's entirely accurate. I think it feels very real to her because it's, this is, the fantasy is not the reality. And the reality, I think, is a lot harsher than what she ever thought it could be.
Yeah.
Because she's very distant. She's very cold. She's not the Nikki Bella that we know.
No.
And it's almost like she's just shut down.
Yeah.
Which is concerning.
Very concerning.
So we'll have to see where next episode goes, because I think we have the next episode and then we have the season finale. And that's when I believe it's all going to hit the fan.
All will hit the fan right there and right then. Can't wait.
Can't wait. So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on the socials, Rack Radio Show, on all your favorite social medias. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr. It's all there. Rack Radio Show, twitch.tv/WTRLive, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network is all the socials you can follow.
You can follow me on Twitter, Ellen's Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rack, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bellas Edition, right here at WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with episode 9. Till then, bye! We'll be right back.